I took last year off, and that's when I started writing all these road songs, which is, you know, sort of typical of human nature, I guess. You sit still, and you want to move around. You move around, you want to sit still.
The new album from John Hiatt, The Open Road, is full of songs about life on the road and about people you might not want to meet up with on the side of the road. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. As a songwriter, John Hiatt specializes in describing the kind of unsavory characters who you probably wouldn't want to owe money to, but who you wouldn't mind bellying up to a bar with. That's because, sleazy as some of those guys might be, thanks to John Hiatt's sly, clever, and sometimes haunting lyrics, they're sure good talkers. Like the narrator of the song, Like a Freight Train, who steals his mom's morphine, but still makes you love him with a line about having sunshine in his kitchen and butter on his toast. John recorded The Open Road with his road band in his home studio. And when he stopped by Studio A, I had the chance to ask him what he thinks about spending time in both places.
I can't speak for most musicians, although I've read a lot of biographies and autobiographies, and you'd be surprised how conservative a lot of us musicians really are. Of course, we want to have our cake and eat it too, you know. But I'm reading Thelonious Monk's biography this trip out, and you know, it's another one of those stories. He loved the home life, hearth and home, and Nellie, his wife, and you know, I'm the same way. I've been married for coming up on 24 years. You know, I want the whole thing. You know, I want the wife and the picket fence, and we have a little farm. But I also just, you know, I love wandering around too. I think it's partly. I think it's the American male. I think it's, you know, we can't, well, Americans in general, but we can't wait to get our license. You know, and it's all about go go go. You know, so I don't know what that is.
Well, he jumped so high, knocked the table over, thought he saw a ghost come out of the clover. She lived in this house 40-odd years or so. She was buried back there with the woman and the baby, slaughtered like sheep. English and the natives, a lot of blood and tears 300 years ago. It's like they're caught up in the trees, and the ghosts of spiders spun out of the leaves. Ghostly riders looking for a trail to find their way back home. But there's nothing back there or tomorrow, no place they can put their sorrow. Heavy as death, cold as a broken stone.
It's funny, the lyrics are always, 9 times out of 10, I'm writing from a melody or a chord progression, a rhythm, you know, and that's what gets me started on a song. And the lyrics are just, okay, got to have something to sing. You know, it's really necessity. And so, but it's at that point when hopefully I'll get a lyrical idea for something to sing, and you want to have it. My attitude towards lyrics is, well, let's tell a story or do something. You know, you got to have something interesting to sing. You don't just want to sing Moon, June, Spoon, unless you mean it, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think it was Ry Cooder told me, or I told him a long time, or we told each other, I can't remember which, that, you know, it's only a cliche if you don't mean it, you know. So the simplest things can be beautiful.
Keep an eye on my blind spot, but there's too many. Keep looking for a light, but there isn't any. It's top dead center, babe, but my motor's gone soft. I used to roll through here like a freight train. Now my wheels come off.
That's John Hiatt, live with Like a Freight Train and Homeland. His new album is The Open Road. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.